All right, Jamal, say good morning. A great school spark. I should continue a little bit in Vavavi this morning. We're picking up on page Yud, and we are picking up four lines into page Yud. So you remember again the Machaber yesterday, we started this beautiful paragraph where we're constantly trying to answer the same question: what in reality is the tachlis of man? What truly is the purpose of life? So the Machaber quoted David HaMelech, Vani Kivas Elokim Li Tov. That for me, David HaMelech says, if you ask me what I think is necessary for shleimus, for completion, to discover one's tachlis, it's closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's ultimately, again, relationship with God, closeness with God, is what allows for a person to go ahead and not only discover their tachlis, but that is the tachlis. And he says something beautiful over here. Page Yod, four lines in. Shulchan Shavar, Af Adam Ein Mu'un Bo. You know, a broken table, no one's interested in a broken table. Kisei Shavar, a broken chair, Af Adam Ein Mu'un Bo. No one's interested in it. Mita Shavura, a broken bed. Af Adam Eina Rotza Lishon Aleha. Lanum Ba'es Shnasa. Broken bed. No one has an interest in sleeping on it. No one has an interest in taking a nap on it. In other words, in general in this world, broken things are not desirable. It says, Kavachomer ben Menosho Kavachomer. So all the more so, Sha'af Adam Bepnimios Nafsho. Adam Shavar. This is such a profound line. That's why he says, in our essence, none of us want to be broken. No one wants to be a broken person. Everybody wants to be whole. Ela Adam Shalim. I want to be a complete individual. So we'll say this statement, just the profundity of it is so incredible. Now, it doesn't mean I'm not a broken person. I am a broken person in many different ways, but I don't want to be a broken person. That's because I recognize that in life, broken things usually cannot serve their intended purposes. A broken chair, a broken table, a broken bed. If utensils can't serve their intended purposes when they are broken, then Allah has kama v'kama, all the more so a person cannot attain his shleimus when he's broken. I want to become whole. He says, Mazeh Yehudi Shalim. But what does it mean to be a whole Jew? Shelo chaser lo yadayim, shelo chaser lo raglayim. That I'm not missing my hands, chaser shalom. I'm not missing my feet, chaser shalom. Zeu shleimus chitzonius. Okay, so that's an external completion. Shleimus gufnis, a physical material completion. Ulam shleimus amitos, shleimus nafshis, shleimus pnimis. He shleimus shel kevas Hashem. But inner completion, a sense, right? A sense of inner wholeness, a spiritual completion, that only comes from closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi, so you can begin to see every step we take, we're getting a little bit closer to this ever elusive answer as to what's the purpose of life, what creates shleimus. But again, Rabbi, so how beautiful is this? Like, at the end of the day, I don't want to go through life being a broken utensil. I feel like a broken utensil a lot, but I don't want to go through life actually being a broken utensil. So how do you achieve your level of completion? How do you achieve a level of shleimus? On a most basic level, kirvas Hashem. Closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam shekarov l'Hashem, ukimo shekasav haramchal. A person who is truly close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Ramchal writes, ube'emes, ki ha-shleimos ha'amiti hu dvekos bo yisbarach shemo. The Ramchal writes, that ultimately, again, shleimos ha'amiti, shu shleimos. I'm going to both say, what's interesting is as follows. You remember that lashon from Ramchal, shleimos ha'amiti, true shleimos. Why does he use that word, true shleimus? Just say, kia shleimus, I mean true shleimus. So if you notice over here in the parentheses, the Mechaber does something very interesting. He defines it. He says, shleimus shel kol yachid v'yachid liyo lelo yotze min haklal gomer. Shleimus hamidi means there's no exception to this rule. There's no exception. Then we'll say, this is incredibly important. In other mitzvot, right, in other areas of Yiddishkeit, one could make the argument that certain things speak to people more than other things, right? After all, again, there's a reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 613 mitzvahs. What's the reason for that? Recognizing some things speak to different people in different ways. And again, we know this. For example, even learning, some people take to learning more than others. Some people take to davening more than others. That's just, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu created different avenues of connection for different people. However, the Ramchal says, There is one thing that is not subjective. There is one thing that is unequivocally objective. And that's ultimately, again, that true completion in life only comes from one source. There's no exception. There's no, well, I'm wired differently, I think differently. You could choose to accept it or reject it. In other words, remember, just because something is a truth doesn't mean you have to live by it. But the Ramchal says, I'm telling you an unequivocal truth that does not have any exception. The Shlemus Amiti is Dveikos B'Hashem Yisbarach, is closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only place where Shlemus comes from. There's no other source for life, Shlemus for life completion, other than a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabosai, the profundity of those overwhelming words. There is no exception to this rule. This is the Shlemus Ha'amiti. There are very few things in life that you can make a definitive statement like that. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Those are the statement that the Ramchal says, and I will say, understand, why is he so resolute in that? Why is he so resolute? Why? Because we're both saying, whether we recognize it or not, deep down, we all know we're broken. And we spend our lives trying to go ahead and make ourselves whole. What's the greatest challenge in life? Looking for your whole kite in all the wrong places. Right? That at the end of the day, of course, so this one says, oh, I'm going to become whole because, again, I'm going to find it through money. Money's going to make me whole. Possessions are going to make me whole. Acquisitions, right? Education. All these different things that make me whole. And again, it all comes from a good place. I don't want to live my life as a broken person. The challenge that Ramchal says is that all too often, again, we seek out that whole kite in all the wrong ways. And therefore, he makes a definitive, resolute statement. If there's one thing that Ramchal says you're going to take from this sefer, it's going to be that if you want Shlemus and you're really serious about it, it comes from one place and one place only. And that is Dveikos Bo Yisparach Shemo. A Dveikos, a sense of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, so we have to stop over here. We're going to have to start allocating more time to this, but okay. We're going to stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone, we'll pick up Emir, so in the middle with the rest of this paragraph tomorrow. Shkoyach.